game tomorrow. And for the T-Jacks and the Eagles, one of these teams have an opportunity as well. This will be T-Jacks basketball. Gary Gold with it as a turnover apiece to start this game. Down low, here's Doherty. Gets inside of Walter Peters and scores a two-pointer. So that gets the scoreboard lit up. As here comes Mailer, hustles it into the left side of the key and to the hoopy swoops for 2 points, and we're tied at two. Coming up to the first minute gone here in this matchup. Now Gary Gold with it. He's got Dylan Carroll out there on him. Brian Eichley down on the baseline finds Severian in the lane, and Graydon hits the eight-footer. Not an easy shot there, too. He could have used a backboard, but used a soft touch, and it hit the back of the iron, dropped right through. Dylan Carroll and Mailer, the two main guns here for Fort UConn. They've got to stay out of foul trouble and get to the bucket. Walter Peter can put it in, too, from the outside. One left open, and here's Mailer to try one. Shot's long. Braden Brandle will rebound and bring it up for the rookies. On defense for Fort UConn, they got Damon Alexander out there with Franklin Harriman, along with Doran Mailer, Dylan Carroll, and Walter Peter. And then held ball will be Fort UConn's basketball, as he'll come into Doran from Walter Peter. A 4-2 score here. The T-Jacks on top by a bucket. It's going to stay Fort UConn basketball. The Eagles winning yesterday 56-49 over Reddington. This morning, it was King Cove over Reddington 78-28. Walter Peter trying to go into Carroll and does as Eichley gets a hand on it. Carroll slips through the double team as Alexander and Duarte give chase, and Gold comes up with it. Head of the back to Graydon Severian, but just off his hands, out of bounds. So for the T-Jacks, a little pressure in the backcourt. Dylan Carroll has it with Gold back there, too, as Doran Mailer will get it back from Carroll. They'll play a lot back and forth, too, a disciplined play between the two of them. Make sure that the ball gets moved around, but at the same time, they find the right people if someone's open. Here's Duarte ahead of the pack. Mailer tries to get there, but Jason protects the basketball and the basket as he comes from the left side, goes in front of it, and slips it up and in off the right side. Duarte in ahead of steam like that, a dangerous guy. Hard to stop. Here's Alexander, fakes a shot, Duarte on him out there, goes back to Harriman. Now Harriman sets up again. Harriman tries the three. This one's off, and the rebound goes into the hands of Brian Eichley. Ahead of the pack, he finds Brandle, and Brandle trying to go back to Duarte. Not able to get it back to him in time as he sailed out of bounds. He's had a couple of assists like that on this road trip. He just seems to play that long ball, know that if I get it, I know where it's going. And that one just muffed it a bit, is all. As a pretty talented young sophomore, here's a near steal. Mailer gets it right back, though. And a shot blocked by Carroll, but on the sideline. Gold got a piece of that one. And Gary will inbound for the T-Jacks. Right in the key. 6-2 score here. As here's Severian. Spins inside, and a travel call. Here comes to Carroll. Dylan now works down the right side of the key, trying to throw back to Walter Peter, and it's Brian Eichley with the steal, but then I guess a probable call on the player. It ends up 4UConn basketball, though. Dylan Carroll out on the left wing with it. Picked up by Gold out there. For the T-Jacks, Ikeley, Brandle, Gold, and that shot good for Walter, the three-pointer. Mailer gave him just enough of a screen. Gold comes back the other way, races into the key, and hits the two-pointer from about 4 feet. Gary Gold on the board there. As here comes Mailer again. There it is. Off that little runner on the right side. Gold with the rebound ahead to Brandle. Head across court there to Ikeley for two. Three passes, 85 feet. They covered. Two passes, actually. Gold, Brandle, Ikeley, two. 10-5 score here. Halfway through the first quarter gone. As here's, oh, Damon with a nice shot. Down the cylinder, but popped out. And ahead of the pack, Gold finds Ikeley again. Gets his own rebound off the miss. Gold. Back to Severian. He'll try it. Doesn't get it. And Damon Alexander with the outlet pass knocked down there by Severian. He'll go into the lane. As he had nowhere to go. Good defense by the Eagles there. He got up in the air and couldn't pass anybody. And for the Eagles, Walter Peter out there. It's now to Dylan Carroll. Carroll keeps the ball in control. It's over to Mailer now as he goes down into the corner. Here's Harriman's shot just off as Carroll keeps it alive. Goes to Mailer inside, back out to Dylan. Three-pointer on the way. This one misses. Walter Peter with the rebound. Peter Doran just gets up. Enough off the floor there and a short timeout. Yes, short timeout on the floor. I know I was bugging you. For the T-Jacks and the Eagles, a nicely played three-quarters of the first quarter. 10-5 score here. 10 for the T-Jacks, 5 for the Eagles. As Gold will inbound to Severian Graydon. Cross the timeline back to Gary. They'll reset on the right side. Goes to Ikeley on the corner. Down to Duarte. Down low. And an offensive foul on Duarte. Duarte did the jump stop, then jumped into Damon Alexander to put it off the glass and in, but no basket. Foul goes against Jason. Here's Alexander, has the ball down low, throws out to Peter, and that one goes awry there for the Eagles, so it'll be the T-Jacks basketball. Here's Gold. Looks for the long ball. This one won't work. Ball tipped around. Duarte ends up with it. And that one rolls up on the rim but won't go in. Tipped away there to Severian by Gold. He'll try it off the glass. And that one also off, as this is going to still be T-Jacks basketball. A 10-5 score here with 1:41 on the clock in this first quarter. T-Jacks and the Eagles. T-Jacks down to Duarte. Got Ikeley down on the baseline, and Severian will drive inside, flip it up off the glass. He's got it. Ikeley there to catch him. As Dylan Carroll back the other way. Shot misses there, and Alexander tries it. Carroll goes up for it. Mailer on the floor and a held ball. Gary Gold and Doran Mailer. I'd say Doran Mailer reminds me a little bit of a sophomore Gary Gold, now a senior. And there's the shot by Brendel. Braden with a three in the corner. Boys have been telling me he's been working on that shot. Well, he's hit another three-pointer. He had one this morning as well. As he is getting it down, I think he had one against Lumen as well. And there's a three-pointer from Dylan Carroll. So 15-8 score here as Randall sets up again. Got Carroll in the air. And now Carroll comes in for the long rebound. Dylan ahead of the pack stolen away. But there's going to be a push call on Brandle as Harriman saves it to Mela. 44 seconds on the clock here in the first quarter. 15-8 score in favor of the T-Jacks. Mela with Carroll out there. He'll flip it back to him. Dylan top of the key, guarded by Gold. Now he hands back to Dorn as Mela goes back to Carroll. Long three. This one will miss. And the rebound to Harriman. Out it goes to Mailer, three-pointer on the way long. Eichley with the rebound. Bryan hustles it up court to Breeden. Brandle keeps the dribble, now goes to Gary Gold. Down the lane he goes, and Gold swoops it up and in with the left hand. 11 seconds on the clock, 17-8. Time winding down as the Eagles trying to get it into play there. This ball is going to be stolen by Gold. He does it again. No, Severian there for the putback, and his won't go in time either. But that's the end of the first quarter. The T-Jacks taking advantage of 9 into the second quarter. The score, King Cove 17 and the Fort Yukon Eagles at 8. Back in quick 60 seconds.
Thanks for tuning in to KSTP. It's the last game of the day for the King Cove delegation. They've done a great job, and we'll play again tomorrow. We'll have all those dates coming up and times coming up in just a few hours, so stay tuned for that. We're going to say thanks to our sponsors and then go back to more basketball. Don't forget, Sandpoint coming up after this at 6:30 and 8. The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the city of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Schumigan Corporation, Tel-Alaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, and finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
Swoop for two. He can swoop in as good as anybody. Mailer with it. Trying to go over to Peter. Stolen away there by Brian Eichley. Finds Severian. Back to Eichley. Great touch pass by Severian. And timeout for Coach Tim Johnson over there for the Eagles as Coach Brock over to slap hands. Pretty play by Severian and Eichley there. The touch pass right back to Brian in full stride. And right on the numbers, all he had to do was lay up drill time. 21-8 score here as two quick buckets by the T-Jacks to start this second quarter in the first 30-plus seconds. For the T-Jacks, they're starting to hit their stride here coming up to Regions. In a couple of weeks, a state tournament, trying to stay in a groove, and they seem to be. Here's Damon Alexander on the long pass ahead by Mailer. There's a held ball. Everybody getting a hand on it. Eichley with Duarte and Alexander. That ball was frozen in space between the three boys as no one was moving it. It was like an orb with its own gravity. Kuzikin gets ready to check in for the T-Jacks as the rebound comes off. Brandle gets it on the missed shot there. Now Severian underneath, flips it up and in from the reverse side. Here comes Mailer back the other way, spins around Severian, pulls up, shot misses, and Duarte with the rebound. Gold throws a baseball pass to Severian, slips it over to Braden. Brandle's shot won't drop. And Dylan Carroll with the board. Dylan still got the dribble, and now Severian people get called for a travel, I think. It should be Fort UConn's basketball. Severian ended up rolling out of there with the ball, but it was only momentum. He knew that if he did, he'd travel, but he didn't need to. Just the momentum. He and Carroll were battling for it on the floor. And Fort Severian comes over and gets a double team briefly on Carroll. Back to Carroll goes from Mailer. He gets a screen set up as Walter Peter will try the three-pointer. This one rims in and around, but out. And Duarte the rebound. Ooh. Gold was looking for somebody other than Severian out there, I think. That ball headed for the exit. 23-8 score. Here with 6:13 to go in the first half. Entertaining basketball by these two teams. Good hustle by both teams. Good quickness. And here's Severian. Flips it over to Eichley. And Eichley misses there, but Duarte there to pick it up and in. Here is Doran Mailer with it to Carroll for the Eagles. He's picked up by Gary Gold. Now he goes back to Doran as he'll swing inside. The pass off to Alexander. And on the floor they go. There's Eichley with the pickup. Eichley got it to Gold, and then Gold trying to go to Duarte. Stolen away there by Doran Mailer as Mailer comes back to help out Carroll. Mailer's got it with Severian on him. And Severian will inbound. They have Puzikin out there now, the T-Jacks do. And for the Eagles, they have Hines out there. Ethan Hines, a nice job yesterday by Ethan. As he came in the game and immediately got some rebounds. And there's Hines with the catch off the tray by Severian to save. And Carroll goes up for the shot, and Severian just smacks that ball down. It comes off the floor on the bounce, and the T-Jacks go the other way. Duarte lays it in just over the rim as he goes up high and drops it through, 27-8 now. What a smack down by Severian. That was cruel. Not really. That was a pretty good defensive play, all right. He had to time that. There's the alley-oop, Severian to Duarte. Or excuse me, a goal to Duarte. Severian was down there on the other end, too. And so Gary feeds him with the alley-oop from the left side. The Eagles trying to get the open look there. This shot blocked partially by Gold. Out of the pack, Gold will get it. And Gold flips a pass over to Severian. They got two as they had Mailer in the two-on-one. Mailer thinks about it to Carroll. Now working behind a screen by Hines. Goes inside the kick out to Peter. And Walter goes back to Doran with it. As Mailer comes out to Carroll, three-point try will miss there. Dylan not hitting his threes here today, but sure had him on yesterday. All the kids did a great job yesterday as he beat Reddington in a tightly contested game. Very, very good ball game to watch. And here's Gold with a three-pointer. Gary Gold makes it 34-8 now with 3:10 on the clock. As Mailer has it up front, he'll set the screen to try to free up Carroll, but Gold sneaks out there past it. Now here's Carroll. That shot just won't go. And I think Hines over the back. And it will be T-Jacks basketball. Gold with Severian in the backcourt will bring it up. Gary bounce pass over to Kuzikin in the corner. He goes baseline, flips it out to Duarte. Duarte three-pointer misses there, but Gold with the rebound, or Severian with the rebound. Now flips it back to Gold, and his shot misses. Severian the rebound again. He'll try it from straight away. This one out. Duarte once, twice. And then I think a foul on the second try there. Let's see. It could send Jason to the line, or maybe it's just out of bounds. Foul's going to be on Hines again. In comes Ilya Lind for Eichle. And swinging around on the out-of-bounds play, Severian gets it right back from Gould. Shot misses. There's DeBarty, though, to put it back in. Jason with another two-pointer, 36-8. 2:14 on the clock, and a reach-in by Severian. Boy, clean first half here. Three team fouls on the T-Jacks, two on the Eagles. And they played good, tough defense, both teams. Been a well-played first half. I mean, despite, you know, you look at the score and say, well, gee, 36-8, but really the Eagles have played well, and so have the T-Jacks. Both teams playing at high levels. And Dillon gets the bucket and the foul. Dillon just a quick move off the dribble. He hasn't been hitting his outside shot, so he goes to the inside game, and Lynn will pick up the foul. Gould right there with him. He got past Gould. Lynn came over to help out, and Dillon goes to the line for the and one. 36-10, and makes it 36-11. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. As here's Severian into the lane. Tries to scoop it up there, or scoop it off there to DeWarty, who does end up with it. Jason was like, how did I find this? I thought you were going to shoot it. I think he was already turned for the rebound, but Severian left it off as a handoff, so he couldn't help but have it. And he put it up and in off the glass. Here's Mailer, guarded by Severian over there. Now gets a screen, trying to free up around Gould, and does get the shot off just inside the free throw line. Head of the pack, Severian from DeWarty for two. So this one from Jason to Graydon. And DeWarty's had a couple of nifty passes from Graydon and Gary Gould on his alley-oop, because here's Hines sets the screen, frees up Carroll out there, but his shot won't go, and Severian back the other way will drop it off to Gould, trying to save. No one in particular, and Severian easily could have taken the shot instead, but wanted to get a pass to Gary on that baseline. And I don't think he was expecting it either. As here's Mailer with it. Comes to Alexander, now over to Dillon. Carroll will pull up on the baseline. Shot's just short. Rebound putback, not good. But Carroll, when he goes up, grabbed by Gould on the rebound try. And Gary, with his first foul, team's fifth. 37 seconds left here in the quarter. And a 40-12 score is the first one good for Dillon. One more coming up for Carroll. This one leaves it short, but there's Alexander for the putback for two. Damon gets one to go, as that's what he keeps that hand, the hands up well, and there he gets a hand up on Gold shot, misses it from about 8 feet, saved by Elia, and right to DeWarty. He can't get it. The ball's on the floor. Everybody going after it. Carroll's got it. Right back to Mailer. No basket foul on Gold. Oh, boy. That's what I mean about these guys. Both teams just hustling, playing so well. High level of energy here. 14 seconds on the clock. Comes in the Mailer. They're having fun doing it, too. You can see it on both sides. Here is Carroll. Good sportsmanship by the kids here, obviously. As here's Hines. Has a look at it. Puts up a shot. Just misses. And good move by Ethan. Tries to get the two-pointer to go. It didn't. But that's the end of the first half. It ends with the T-Jacks on top with 40. The Eagles from Fort Yukon with 14. We're going to be back. We'll take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back for more halftime stats and more here from Sioux Valley High School where the T-Jacks have a commanding lead at the halftime, but an entertaining game here between the two teams. Back in a minute.
We'll be back in a second for those halftime stats. Let's say thanks to our sponsors and get right back into it.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Hey, it's the King Cove T-Jacks leading 40-14 over the four Yukon Eagles. You know, I could change that 14-41. And it'd feel like the way these kids have played this first half, a well-played first half by both squads. It could easily be 41-40, and I think they'd be walking off the court feeling as gassed and as good about how they played, both teams, if that was the score, too. The T-Jacks, though, know they should be the dominant team, and they have been. And I think Fort Yukon knows they're in it with a team that's going to be hard to beat, but they're playing as if they're right there, and they are, in the sense, with their hustle and energy in this game. And the T-Jacks know it and feel it. They've been had to be careful, too, as they got to protect the basketball, keep moving it, because this is a real opportunistic Fort Yukon team. They beat Reddington yesterday 56-49 in a game that Reddington many times with their depth and their ability to have several different scorers out there. Reddington kept thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to get these guys. We're going to get them. But once Fort Yukon got the lead, they only gave it up twice and only for 1 point at a time. And then were able to outlast them and win it yesterday, 56-49. For the T-Jacks, well, we know. This is a team led by the three seniors, Gary Gold, Graydon Severian, and Jason Duarte. And they are leading the way here in the first half, with 7 for Gold, 12 for Severian, and 14 for Duarte. That's 33 of their 40 points from those kids. And then with 3 points, Braden Brandle, 2 for Eichley. Actually, I'll take that back. We'll say 9 points for Gary Gold, 12 and 14. Gold has a 2-pointer there. So the boys, both clubs, getting it done just as you'd expect with their big three. On the Eagles side, they have the big two. They have Doran Mailer. He's a sophomore. And Dylan Carroll, he's a junior. And they have led the way, too, with 9 points between them of their 14. Then 2 from Damon Alexander, like he did yesterday against Reddington, getting a putback or two. He got several yesterday. A big, long-armed senior with not a lot of game experience, but, boy, he's sure playing well out here in this tournament. Then Ethan Hines did not score, nor did Franklin Harriman, but good minutes on the floor for both those two. And then putting in a 3-pointer, as expected, to Walter Peter III. He's a senior and a outside shooter specialist, as he knocked down a 3-pointer when he was open, too. So that's our scoring here at the half. It's a 40-14 game, the T-Jacks, looking to go into the championship game with a victory that would give them a 2-0 record. And for Fort Yukon, they'd be 1-1. They'd be in the third-place game. So right now, the King Cove rookies are in the girls' championship game. The boys want to join them, and they're well on their way with a 40-14 lead at the half. We're going to be back in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Second half action coming up. The Fort Yukon Eagles and the T-Jacks from King Cove. Down 40-14. There go to Walter Peter, and Peter hits a 3-pointer to start the second half. Eichle laid off him just enough, and I bet it's like, oh, that's right. Coach said they got to be on that guy. As there's a miss by Jerry Gold in the lane, and here comes a speedy Dylan Carroll down court. Quickly to the hoop, he tries to go. Eichle comes away with the basketball. Now has it back, Braden Brandle. We'll get it to Duarte for two as Brandle put on the brakes. Harriman laid prone out of bounds like, oh, my goodness, how did that happen? And Mailer slips in behind Severian, gets the two-pointer, and the foul called on Graydon. That kid, I'll tell you, he's a sophomore, and he can really scoot to the hoop, especially going to his right side like that. Mailer makes a three-point play, and that makes it 42-20. Here comes the alley-oop to Duarte, not there. Carroll with the long rebound as Carroll into the lane on holds one there on the one-hander. He works around Gary Gold like Gary Gold does and puts it in. Gary come back the other way, tries the same thing on the baseline, doesn't get it. Carroll with the rebound. Over to Mailer now as Mailer bothered there by Eichle. Works against Severian. Now trying to come out to Peter and does just as Carroll lines up a long three. He's got it! Dylan Carroll with the three-pointer and a 42-25 score. Quick 30-second timeout for Coach Brock over there. He said, hey, who had Dylan? I mean, he was 6 feet back of the line, but he also had no one within 6 feet of him, about 8 feet of him. So Carroll, three-pointer, brings a timeout. 42-25, our score here. First minute and a half gone in the third quarter. The T-Jacks will have the basketball. And it's Gary Gold for the T-Jacks. Gold looking for it. Down low is Duarte. Backs in on Damon Alexander and puts in a two-pointer. Alexander's got the length, the long arms too, but Duarte just got that great strength there. And here's Mailer again going right side, and he slips up that half hook. It rolls in off the backboard as Mailer comes back to block this shot by Gold. Doran comes flying by. Gold had Dylan Carroll on him, and when he went up for the shot, Mailer got it. And there's a foul on Doran. Mailer is quite a sophomore. Comes into Duarte. Again, powers up over Alexander for two. 46-27 our score here. And here's Mailer down into the right baseline area and fouled there as he goes up. Foul's going to be on Severian. Actually, I thought it was Duarte that actually fouled him, but he had got, I think Severian was in, and Severian looked over at the scorer's table, too. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm not sure either. I think they might have just picked the wrong number on that. Doran misses on the first one. Second one on the way, and it's good. One of two from the line for Mailer. Makes it 46-28. 5:44 to go in the third as Gold finds Eichle for two. Great pass from Gold. He was out past the three-point arc and fired that bounce pass right to Eichle, right where he needed it, as here's Peter. His shot blocked partially there by Eichle, and then Eichle ends up with the save pass back ahead to Brandle for two, and Peter gets there just a half step late. Good hustle by both teams, and what a nice pass by Eichle. Here's a three-point try by Mailer. Comes out to Peter. His shot misses, and watch out. Here come the T-Jacks. Eichle in the air, can't get it to go, but there's Duarte, bodies fall. And it's Mailer coming back the other way with the rebound. Harriman sets the screen for him, now to Peter, in the lane, puts up the shot, off the glass, won't go. There's the rebound, put back by Alexander. Damon makes it 50-30. 4:44 to go here in the third. Gold step back three. Misses as Alexander going for the rebound, and Severin comes out of the baseline with it. Drops a pass off to Duarte, trying to feed him for that weak side shot. Down low, there's Severin. Easy one. And Graydon. It was too easy for Graydon, I think. I got to say, he was like, this is too wide open. I don't know what to do. And then Severian has one more from the line. He's a little disappointed with himself to miss that shot, and that's part of it right there. Here's the follow-up and in by Duarte off the second miss, too. Severian, not happy with himself to miss that. He'll get over it. Here's Harriman from the outside. That shot misses, and he's Duarte steaming up court with the dribble. Now he's got Gold to his left as he sets up at the high post. Eichle comes out into the corner, and Duarte gets the ball where he wanted it, right at the free throw line high post. Wheels in on Alexander, and Alexander with the foul. To the line goes Jason Duarte for two shots, 52-30, 53-30. King Cove on top. 3:57 on the clock here. And the second one is off. Severian with the rebound on the baseline there. Graydon kicks it back to Gold in the corner. Now to Jason. Spins inside and gets to. Pretty move by the senior Duarte. Dylan Carroll with it. Flips it back to Mailer. Dorn has Severian on him. And now back to Carroll. Carroll slightly open, and Severian gets out there. Dylan with a three. Well, he didn't hit him in the first half, but he's got two here in the third quarter. Makes it 55-33, 3:20 on the clock here in the third. Severian out in the corner. Now Duarte will pop out as Severian sets up on the post. Severian gets it down low, spins, puts it up off the glass for two. And Graydon can post up just like Duarte. Now, just such an array, those three, that they can all do so many different things. As here is Carroll with it on the three-point try, not there. Alexander tries to tap. Duarte comes away with it. And Mailer was with him on the jump up for that shot. He gets the call on the foul, but where we sat right here, he had all ball with one hand, but he was hanging on to Duarte with the other, and Jason carried him right up to the basket. But he had hand on the ball. He just had to hold on to something else. He was elevating more than he's used to. Had some help. Jason Duarte carries Mailer with the to the basket with him. As here's Dylan Carroll from the outside again. The shot won't go, and the rebound to Eichle. Gold sees Duarte and fires the baseball pass to him. There's the shot as Mailer trying to draw the charge, but Duarte already in the air. Mailer just took the punishment. He is an outstanding young sophomore for how he handles the ball, knows the game, plays position. Just looking for the right place to be at the right time all the time. Really something. And here's Mailer. Tries to go into the lane to kick out to Peter. Walter, though, not quite ready for it. Now Carroll gets free. Gold sees it, comes out, bothers the shot just enough. Kuzikin in the game. Ball game comes away with the rebound. Kuzikin to Duarte. Not there. Nearly had it. It'll be T-Jacks basketball, 60-33 score, 1:43 to go here in the third quarter. What a quarter it's been. As here's Severian, lines up a three and hits it. Graydon's got such a great shot, so graceful, and just looks like it requires nothing from him in terms of energy, just very calmly. As, 20-footer, watch this. No problem. Here's Peter. He'll try one. He's got it, too. Peter's got that quick release as Eichle comes out there but doesn't even have a chance to get the hand up. Peter ready to fire when it got it. That makes it 63-36. Here's Severian. Bounce pass down to Duarte in the air. And then the rebound off the miss by Alexander. Ahead to Carroll. Carroll tries to throw it up off the glass. No. Severian was right in front of him, and he couldn't do it cleanly. Here's Duarte. Acrobatic two-pointer as Alexander playing for the shot block there. And Duarte rears back, twists up there, and lays it in just over the rim. 42 seconds on the clock, 65-36. Severian, the rebound off the shot, missed by Naylor, and Gold too far under as he'll go to the line for two instead. Dylan Carroll with the foul. Naylor has three, and now Carroll has three, I believe, also two. Let's see. Five team fouls on Fort UConn. Oh, that's Carroll's first. Oh, Ethan Hines had two in the first half. Man. 20, not 21. I'm thinking he had two, and 66-36, Gold's first shot good. One more coming up with 35 seconds to go, and he's got them both. Gary Gold on target. Here's Mailer. Inbounds pass from Peter and brings it up court, left side. Severian over there guarding him. Now to Dylan. Carroll has Gold on him. Here comes the double team, and Eichley takes it away. Eichley speeding down court, gets the two-pointer. As Carroll trying to catch up, but Eichley, pretty quick guy himself, beat him on the dribble there. As here's Mailer, frees himself up behind the screen by Alexander, and the rebound fought for in there. Duarte comes up with it. What a catch by Severian. One hands it. Now in the lane, he scores right at the buzzer. Graydon with a great catch and shot. Knew the time, put it up, 71-36. What a finish to this third quarter, and what a game so far. Entertaining game here, folks. T-Jacks on top, but the Eagles giving it their all and hanging with the T-Jacks here, trip for trip up and down the court. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the fourth and final quarter.
Thanks for tuning in to KSDP. We'll say thank you to a couple sponsors really quickly, and then come back for that fourth quarter, where King Cove's looking to put this one to bed. They're up against the Fort UConn Eagles. And up next, we'll have Sam Point as they are going to play the home Rams. So it's going to be an exciting matchup there.
Our friends at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay would like to remind us that Alaska is known for its culture of hunting and fishing. We all need to be careful when using our firearms to hunt both big and small game. Your actions may save the life of a friend or a neighbor. This message sponsored by Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans.
The fourth quarter will start with the T-Jacks having the basketball. It's Severian going to take it right to the hoop, and he does score. 73-36, he makes it. Severian, Gold, and Duarte all having great games once again here, as these kids are just on a roll. And this team with those three rolling are literally unstoppable at the 1A level. I just don't see it. And then the good supporting cast. You got Kuzikin out there, Brandel, Eichley, Lynn. Any of those guys can fill those spots and do a great job too. As here's a shot out front there on the wing was Carroll. Misses it there. Alexander fighting with Duarte for the rebound, but it's the T-Jacks with it. Into the lane comes Severian, drops it back to Gold, and he'll bring it back out top. As it gets a little crowded in the key, works around Mailer, drops off to Eichley for two from just inside the free throw line. And Brian Eichley's starting to get that shooting touchdown, as he's going to be a valuable member when it comes region and tournament time. Mailer with the drive on the right side, misses off the back iron ahead. Eichley too much on it on the backboard, but there is Severian with a putback off the glass for two. Missed the first putback, got his own rebound, and put it in off the glass. Again, a soft touch as he's falling away from the hoop. usually they come up short. He puts it right on the glass, and it just drops through perfectly on the window up there. As here's Mailer's shot partially deflected there by Duarte and Kuzikin. Great athletic move there as he spins off a 1 foot, goes off the glass. When he freed himself up, saw the basket, put it in softly off the glass, and he gets two. Here's Peter, long-range one there, and there's going to be a foul over the back, I think, on Hines. Let's see. It is on Ethan. One thing about Hines, he does get his fouls, and he's got three in the game. But they're good fouls in that he's, you know, he's trying to get offensive boards. He's working hard in there. And position and things like that. Kuzikin's a tough customer for him, too. We talked about his strength before, and he is one strong cookie. As here's Hines, he gets the loose ball, and now the foul's going to be on Kuzikin as Hines protects it from him. And the foul on Zachary. 79-36, 5:10 to go here in the ballgame. Carroll with it. Now has a screen from Hines. Nothing there. Goes back to Mailer. Back to Carroll. Straight away. Three-pointer. Good for Dylan. Dylan Carroll with the three. Makes it 79-39. Lynn's going to go across as Severian posts up Gold down there with the bounce pass. Gold can't get the first one and the rebound put back good. Duarte has taken a seat as Elia has checked in. Ahead of the pack, there's Dylan Carroll. Misses on the shot. The first time, gets his own rebound and puts it in. 81-41, 4:22 on the clock. As Gold looks down low, there's Severian. Turns and shoots off the back iron. Trying to get his own rebound there and trying to tap it away from behind, but Mailer will beat him down the court there and then get it back to Carroll. Carroll looking for a screen in there somewhere. Not there. Mailer. Back to Carroll and a three-second call on the Eagles in the lane. I don't think any kids that stood still for 3 seconds, but they got one there. And it's an 81-41 score. Gold will wait for the screen. Now Lynn down low, posts up on Alexander. And Alexander, good job defensively. And Hines with the rebound on the far side. Over to Peter. Peter working on the baseline there. Finds Alexander, taken away there by Severian. And here's Graydon, steps through, doesn't get it. Pretty move as he took the high dribble. Down low as Peter gets his man in the air, puts in 2 points as Brandel. Usually good at keeping his feet, but Peter gets the two-pointer. And here's Lynn running the floor. He gets the pass from Severian. Graydon with another assist there. He looks for his teammates a lot, despite his ability to score almost at will, either from the outside or driving. But Severian always looking first, it seems like, to see what else is out there. What options have I got? And then oftentimes doing it in the air, too. How many times has he been up in the air and then done a bounce pass to Duarte? Here's Dylan Carroll at the other end. Gets a little screen from Alexander, just enough to free up. And hits about a 12-footer off on the baseline side. Alexander with a block of Lynn. As Lynn had it down low. And Alexander gets a piece of it. 83-45, 2:17 to go. The Eagles with the basketball. Peter way out long-range three. This one misses. Lynn with the rebound. Tied up by Peter. No, gets it free and goes to Severian. Severian looking to go inside. Drops it out there to Kuzikin. His shot misses. Peter with the rebound. Ahead he goes to Mailer. Mailer switches hands, tries to go up with it. Gold with the reach there. And Mailer, I heard the banging of the head. Mailer hits the wall, the end wall there. As he got up pretty quickly, but he did a thumping. I heard it through the headphones. Yeah, he hit hard. That's for sure. And for Mailer, want to make sure he's okay there, too, because when you smack your head, the thing is he smacked the back of his head pretty good. He's holding the back of his head, not the top or sides. Came down in the clunk. Harriman's going to check in, the one sub for Fort Yukon. So they go with their all-senior crew, except for Dylan. Four seniors and Dylan out there. Franklin Harriman, Ethan Hines, Damon Alexander, Walter Peter, and Carroll, the junior. At the line, Harriman will shoot for him. And good to just have him out of the game with the time winding down. Harriman hits the first free throw, 83-46. Eichley's going to check in for Gold. Gary, another nice game under his belt. And Harriman lines up the next one here. This one on the way will miss. 1-2 from the line. Severian with the rebound. Severian to Eichley. And Harriman fouls as Eichley, I think, wanted to catch and shoot. And I think Severian wanted him to maybe go up in the air and do the alley-oop style, but one and one it'll be. So Eichley goes to the line for one in the bonus. First shot on the way will not go, and there's the variant for the putback, 87-46. Well, nobody was ready for that one, except for Graydon. And he gets the easy two. What are you going to do? Nobody stepped in. He knew it was a one-on-one. The kid doesn't miss much of anything in a ball game. As here's Kuzikin with the ball in the backcourt. And Kuzikin will dribble it out. As that's the end of the ball game. And an entertaining one it was. The T-Jacks, the winners, 85-46 over Fort Yukon. As the Eagles and the T-Jacks put on a great show of hustle and teamwork in this victory for the T-Jacks, as both teams having a good time in that game, too. We hope Mailer's okay. I'm sure he will be. But took a bang on the head there with about two-plus minutes to go and went out of the game at that point. We're going to be back with our post-game stats, set you up for tomorrow's game, or what we know of for tomorrow's game, after we come back from this 60-second break.
60 seconds on the clock until we're back for those stats to wrap up the game. Thanks for tuning in to KSTP. For everyone, all of our friends over in King Cove, hope you guys are having a great day. It's a foggy day over here. We have a low ceiling right now with some real thick cloud coverage, I can tell you that much. So I hope everything is going well, that you guys are having a great winter, and it's been great watching the King Cove teams do so well this year. They've worked so hard, and man, so proud of the rookies and the T-Jacks. We're going to come back for Sandpoint basketball at 6:30. That's going to be the Lady Eagles. They've had a great season, too. Lots of fun to watch them play a great game of team ball this year, and they'll be up against the home squad, the Sioux Valley Rams. So 6:30, Lady Eagles coming up. Check in a little bit early just in case they start quicker than 6:30. That has happened a couple times so far this tournament. All right, let's go back for those stats now on KSTP.
Folks, as the King Cove T-Jacks win it 85-46. Boy, they do have the speakers cranked up loud, awful loud speakers. As I got the headphones on, can barely hear. The Fort Yukon Eagles put on quite a show, even though outmanned with the King Cove T-Jacks here. They do a nice job hanging tough and just outstanding play right to the end for the Eagle squad. They have several players playing their first rounds of basketball and game time here. And then the four seniors with the junior Dylan Carroll and the sophomore Dorian Mailer did an outstanding job. It was Mailer and Carroll leading the way with double-figure scoring from Doran with 10 and Dylan with 22. He got the three-point shots working in the second half. Had three of them there to work up those 22 points. Putting in a free throw was Franklin Harriman. Ethan Hines, another nice job on the floor for the young man. He did not score, but he plays well when he's out there, does what he needs to do to help his team. Damon Alexander, again, with a couple of putbacks, and he had four. And then Walter Peter doing what he does well, three-point shooting, and he had three of them, 4-9 for Coach Tim Johnson's club. Winners yesterday against Reddington, but dropping this game against King. So still, it'll put them in the third-place game tomorrow with their showing here so far at the Crowley Classic. For the King Cove T-Jacks, well, the T-Jacks, they had three players in double figures, and this time it was Jason Duarte leading the way with a game-high 28 points. Close behind, Graydon Severian with 22, and then Gary Gold with 13 for the T-Jacks. On the other supporting part of that crew, every T-Jack scored as Eli Lind had two, as did Zach Kuzikin. Then with seven, Braden Brandle and the quick hot shooting Brian Eichley getting eight as he continues to improve with his playing time. Those two sophomores, Brandle and Eichley, pretty tough kids to put on the floor with any team. So the King Cove T-Jacks did what the rookies did by winning this game. They go into the championship game. That will be at 4:30 tomorrow against either Sioux Valley, Nicolaus, or Sandpoint. We have yet to figure that one out as Sandpoint goes up against Sioux Valley here later on today on the boys' side. Right now, the girls' game, Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the homestanding Sioux Valley Rams will be coming up in about 30 minutes. For Fort Yukon, the girls are in the 5th, 6th place game. That game will be at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So that game at 9 o'clock tomorrow for Fort Yukon listeners. And the boys' third-place game, Fort Yukon will either be playing Nicolaus, Sioux Valley, or Sandpoint. That game at 1:30. For the Fort Yukon girls, they'll either be playing They'll either be playing Sioux Valley, Nicolaus, or Sandpoint as well. As Nicolaus at 1-1. Sioux Valley at 1-0 and Sandpoint at 0-1 on both the boys and girls side. So if Sandpoint can pick up the victories tonight, we'll have to do some coin flipping, and we won't know who's playing who until later on tonight. Well, that's our broadcast right now at 30 minutes away. Tip-off time for Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the Sioux Valley Lady Rams, 30 minutes from now. Hope you have a great evening for Fort Yukon listeners, and tune in tomorrow. You know your girls are going to be on at 9 and 1:30. And Hans, again, great job up there on the board for us. We thank you, sir.